Okay, so if you've been to Europe, there's probably a good chance you've passed through London's enormous Heathrow Airport. And as in any airport, you probably saw a lot of people hauling bags around, taking naps on benches or on the floor. If you even noticed, that is. I mean, we're oblivious to a lot when we're rushing to our flights, so it's likely you didn't notice that a few of those people may not have been passengers at all, but homeless people sleeping at the airport. When you don't have a home, hanging out in Heathrow, a place with air conditioning, water, bathrooms, and food is a pretty good option. We're joined now on the line by Howard Sinclair. He's the CEO of Broadway. It's a London nonprofit group that helps homeless people, and many of the staffers at the organization were once homeless themselves. He and his staff have been in Heathrow for months, finding and helping the homeless population there. Howard, thanks for joining us. Explain what makes an airport a good place for a homeless person to live in or to
I
visit
think
repeatedly.
as anywhere, if you're sleeping rough, if you're sleeping on the streets, it's a horrible environment, and it's London. It's cold. It's wet. It's miserable. As I look out the window, it's not safe. The average age, the mortality rate of people living on the streets of London is 42. So going somewhere where there's shelter, where there's a level of sort of anonymity within a crowd, and I think there are something like 100,000 people who pass through Heathrow each day, makes it a sort of more viable alternative for people. Plus, there's food left around. People leave drinks, and people can get lost in the crowd.
Let's talk about that. How do they blend in?
I think during the day, I think it's much easier. There's such a hubbub. I mean, it's the largest airport in the world in terms of the people going through it. At night, the airport closes, but there are still passengers who are there waiting to travel, who are sort of allowed to stay, even though formally it's closed to the public. And people come with bags and sort of bed down on the seats the same way as the passengers are who are waiting for their flights.
How many people are we talking about, Howard?
It's actually very difficult to tell. We've been asked in because I think the problem has become noticeable to the police and the airport authorities over the past few months. It's always been there, but I think it's increased a bit. And part of our job is trying to discern what the numbers are. In the past 3 months, we've met with over 100 people. Who we've sort of helped along the way and advised, and have been passed on to us by the police. That's not to say there are 100 people living there each night. That's not the case. But we work on average between, we see on average about 10 to 15 people each night.
Now, my question is, are people who are homeless in the airport, are they better off than homeless people in the park or on public transit? I mean, they have to pass, as we say. So are they wearing nicer clothes? They're not directly panhandling, I'm assuming, because they get busted
No,
immediately.
that's right. Are they better off? Actually, the population, from the people we've seen, the sort of population or the demographic reflects the demographic of people we see on the streets in London. We also do the sort of outreach work in the city and in West London as Broadway. So it's a very similar group of people. About 85% are male, 15% are female. I think people who sleep rough, to an extent, live by their wits. So they very often do what they need to do just to get by. And getting by at Heathrow means actually you probably do need to dress a bit smarter, need to look the part a bit more. But are they better off? No. Do they have the same problems and the same needs? No, absolutely.
We should say
It's
that this
not
is,
in existence, really.
and we should point out that this is definitely not a problem situation that's particular to Heathrow. It happens in airports in the U.S. as well. What have you exactly been charged with when the airport came to you and said, "Okay, we have this situation"? Are you trying to get rid of the homeless population from the airport? You want to get them
Well,
out?
no, it's slightly more complex than that. I mean, each night the police do go around and they have the powers and do evict people from the airport. I mean, very often just sort of, they evict through the front door and people come back through the back door, to use that phrase. And what the police and the airport authorities have realized is just turfing people out isn't a solution. So they've engaged us to come in to work alongside the police, and we go around with the police. And then we'll speak to people and actually are able to give a more depth support, more depth assessment of people's needs, of where they're from. And what we try and do is reconnect them back their places of origin, if it's within the UK, we'll direct them back to local authorities and the services which they can receive on a far more local basis. And in other ways, we'll direct them to other agencies who can help more directly. It's the range of needs, from mental health needs, people mm-hmm. have drug dependency, people who've suffered breakdown, people who've lost their houses. There's a whole range of needs that we see. You know, we've managed to rehouse 6 people in the last 6 weeks or so, which is an achievement, really, just by reconnecting people back. What we can't do is go along and say, here's a package of services which you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get your service any quicker by going to Heathrow. All we can do is work with people and then sort of point them back to where they came from, really.
Hard not to talk about this subject without bringing up the 2004 movie, The Terminal. What's your feeling
Absolutely.
About that? Do you hate that movie? Do you love that movie?
I love the movie.
This is when Tom Hanks played a man who lived in the airport.
But it's a movie.
As a movie, it was great fiction, and it was fiction. We've got no evidence of people living there in that same way. Interestingly, although it's a big place, people get spotted. The authorities at the airport, the police, know who the regular people are. And even in the 3 months, we've got to know who the regulars are. They don't live there very often. People go back to London during the day. Heathrow's on the end of the tube line, on the end of the metro mm-hmm. line, so it's very accessible mm. during the day.
People
go back
commute.
And then come back up at night, and that's how it works.
There isn't
a population living at Heathrow in the same way Tom Hanks was living at.
I know, because he kind of had a good life. I mean, not the best, but he had a social life. He was like dating and shopping.
Absolutely, and it's not like that. The people who we see at Heathrow are people who have very little in their lives.
Yeah, genuine problems.
Are friendless, have additional needs.
Howard.
Our job's about pointing them back in a way that they can develop their social life and their life in the round.
Thank you very much for sharing some of your work with us. Howard Sinclair of Broadway. It's a London charity for the homeless. Thanks so much, Howard. Take
care.
Thanks
a lot, Rachel. Bye-bye.
Bye.